Hello, everyone. My name is Regina, and I am the executive director of the Volunteer Network. We are a new to Wilson County nonprofit that is seeking to build bridges for change within our community. We do this practically and tangibly by partnering with Hands On Nashville in the greater Nashville area and using an online platform called Hands On Connect. But we also do this by working one-on-one with community organizations, assessing what their volunteer needs are, and providing volunteer management in time of disaster. And we've also been working to help facilitate conversations in our community centering around areas of growth in a vastly growing community right outside of Nashville. We are excited for our podcast to continue growing and to bring in groups from other communities to talk about how they've worked together to create change within their own communities so that we can hopefully learn from them as well. In the last 6 months since we launched our platform, we have seen a lot. We have seen 725 residents who've created profiles on the platform, almost 1,000 hours of completed volunteer service through the platform, 34 nonprofits utilizing the system in some capacity. We have hosted 7 different groups and businesses who've come in to volunteer within our community. And we have now just recently received grant funding to assist in providing disaster volunteer trainings as well to residents on that platform so that we can service our community in moments of crisis more efficiently and effectively and sustainably. Because of the fact that it's been a minute since we dropped our last episode, I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a review of that, but we are excited to get back in the rhythm of hopping on and sharing about the importance of community mobilization. And like I said, looking at communities who have done the same. Volunteer Network would not be made possible without our amazing volunteers, but it would also not be made possible without my good friend and associate director, Jamie Tyner, who is with her oldest for his birthday party tonight. And we believe that family is the most important. So we want to give the Tyner crew a big shout out for that fun celebration. But we have also been slowly mobilizing our advisory council together. And today we're going to introduce a few of those folks to you all who are all residents of Wilson County. We have Taryn Tarter with us, who is a local real estate agent, Galen Wilson, who is the executive director of a local nonprofit and volunteer network community partner, Wilson Rides, who provides rides for senior adults in our community, PK, who's behind the scenes filming our podcast today, and Nikki Jones, who is a professional consultant within the community. I want to first say thank you all for being with us and helping us to continue to spread the word about this new organization within the community. As I said, we launched 6 months ago, but November is actually my 1-year anniversary of stepping into developing Volunteer Network, and it has definitely been an exciting ride. So Jamie and I wanted to introduce you guys and share a little bit of how you've come to the table, because you are the first people who have said yes to being leaders in this effort and providing us with your guidance and cheerleading along the way. And you are the people who see value in the Volunteer Network from the beginning and see it as an important link to our community. So, Galen, I will actually start with you, mainly because I met you first.
That's refreshing, because usually I go last because my name is Wilson. So thank you for reversing the alphabet there for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we actually met right after the tornado that Wilson County experienced in March of 2020. And I was serving as pastor of outreach at Providence Church in Mount Juliet. And you walked across the street and introduced yourself to me.
That's correct. Before I forget, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
It was 2020 was crazy. I'm sure we all would like to forget it. But during that time, I was board chair at the Mount Juliet Chamber of Commerce. I was also board chair of Leadership Wilson. So I was dealing with leadership groups that were trying to figure it all out, because it was the tornado and the pandemic at the same time. I held a full-time job, but was not having to go into the office, and I made a conscious decision to help people. And I say that because I could see that there were a lot of people in need. I have been, maybe it was my upbringing. I know it was my upbringing, but I have helped people my entire life and lifted people up. And I didn't know what to do with myself at the time. There was just a lot of negativity, a lot of hurting going on, a lot of people in need. And I have always found peace when I have helped others. And that's why I said, I'm going to get up off the couch, stop watching TV, and walk across the street and see what I can do. And I have never looked back. In fact, I completely changed my career path. I was part of the big resignation, as I say to people, that it just feels good to help people and lift people up. That's really why I'm part of the volunteer network. I mean, what better organization to associate yourself with than an organization that does exactly that?
Well, and your organization services one of the largest growing populations within our community, which is our senior adults. And so I think it's been exciting to me to see your organization come to the table, Mount Juliet Senior Living Center coming to the table, and being able to try and provide a space for a space to be able to see all of the areas of need within the community.
We are the senior citizens are the largest growing population, and they're active, you know, and they want to stay active. We have been doing programming, which is giving rides, for less than 2.5 years. We've been a nonprofit for 3, but again, we started right in the middle of the pandemic. So we couldn't actually do programming until June of 21. But in that time, we now have over 100 senior citizens riding with us. We have 52 volunteer drivers. We reached over 56,000 miles driven by volunteers this past month. And so we, even though we have 100 seniors, we're serving about 50 each month, and that number will go up as we grow. And it is the best job to have because everyone is so appreciative of what you're doing for them. They just make it so easy.
Yeah. It's been really cool to me to see the growth of Wilson Rides from the moment shortly after you came across the street and introduced yourself. We were actually doing a community feeding giveaway that mm-hmm. particular day, and Galen came to volunteer for that event. And then shortly thereafter was when you stepped into your role with Wilson Rides.
That's right.
I also then roped her in at the time to be a part of my outreach leadership team at Providence Church. I think you thought you probably were likely to with me at that point.
Obviously not. Here we are. I'm roped in here too.
But what's been cool to me as we've developed this is seeing the differing folks who've come to the table, folks who potentially weren't raised here but have been here for a minute, and then also getting to know people within our community who maybe haven't necessarily been here as long. One of those folks is Taryn. Who I actually met my first day coming back from maternity leave with my second daughter, who at the time was working at a local daycare in town while her children were finishing up their tenure of that time and going to school, and is now a real estate agent in the community. When I met Taryn, I knew that she was somebody who was a connective type of person and got to know people really well and really quickly. But I feel like I would love to hear a little bit about you moving here mm-hmm. and what it's been like becoming connected with the community, what that process has felt like for you.
Sure. You know, moving here, I guess about 2.5 years ago now, moving to a new town in general comes with a lot of questionable, scary moments, right? Yeah. But a huge part of me is relationships. I love meeting new people. I love helping people when I can. And that was something that I wanted to dive into. I lived in my hometown for a really long time, so I knew a lot of people, and it was never very difficult. But coming here, I knew that I needed to dive in, and I wanted to dive in. And thankfully, I met you. So that was very helpful. And I've watched you kind of grow in this area and build Volunteer Network out. And it's been a wonderful ride. Super helpful for me to get involved in the community and do the things that I wanted to do after moving here. Bringing my family along. My husband has been involved with it, and my kids are starting to be, now that they're at the age that they can help out too, in the setting that we're going on Sunday to help All for Him feed the hungry. So it's wonderful to be able to teach them. It's wonderful to be able to talk about volunteerism in the community. I know a lot of people don't really hear about volunteerism. It's difficult if you don't know the right people, or if you don't attend a church, or you're not following the right people on social media. All of those things are so wonderful, but if you don't know where to start, it's hard to get started. A lot of good hearts out there, a lot of good people out there that want to help. They just don't know where to go. So I think from the start of you and Jamie sharing this, I was like, absolutely, I'm on board. I'm fully engaged. I want to support as best I can, even if it is just cheerleading. I love it. I love the idea. It's helped me. Honestly, it's helped me be a better person, more intentional. And to teach my family, to teach my kids a little bit about helping other people too. We're bringing it into the school system, which I think is a wonderful thing. So I think just like spreading the word to just your average Joes that just want to be a good neighbor, a good helping hand. This is it. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that you bring up a bunch of things that make me excited. One, as somebody who's a former military kid, I was all too familiar with becoming the new kid in town and finding your way when you don't have a cafeteria full of kids to introduce yourself to, or a church full of people to introduce yourself to, isn't always very easy. But certainly in a growing community like our own, who has been connected on a smaller level, I think that it can be more challenging. We are gifted a community like our own, though, who, whether you have been here for forever or you've just moved into town, people want to spread their arms and welcome one another.
For sure.
I think it's just about finding that one beginning avenue to be able to get yourself in that space and place.
I do think it's difficult. I think sometimes if you don't have a personality that's necessarily outgoing or somebody that's going to reach out individually, it's hard for them to put themselves out there to take those next steps. So having just a place online where you really don't have to speak up about it, you don't have to put it out there, you can just go on and do what you want to do quietly, get it done, and not have to worry about who to talk to or feeling anxious about talking to new people. It's very easy for anybody to be able to do that.
Sure. Well, and I think that also brings up the point too, like even in serving at a local church, I had been serving in this community for about 2 years before the tornado happened. Mm-hmm. And so I took part in an activity at a pastor's retreat where I was supposed to write out all of the people that I knew in my community outside of my church. Like I had a direct relationship with them. I knew something about their family. I knew something about what they, you know, what their life looked like. I, at that point, knew zero people. And I felt so...
It's intimidating.
It was intimidating. But after the tornado, I all of a sudden could name a bajillion. You never want, and I've heard this so many times, you never want a disaster to be the thing that brings your community together, but it does inadvertently build bridges. And I think that starting Volunteer Network was a moment where I went, we're at a prime spot to capitalize on some some bridges that are being built. Mm-hmm. And when you can have all of the needs of a community as most robustly as possible landed in one centralized spot that's not siloed within the walls of the individual churches, even though our church community works together in such an amazing capacity too, but having a platform where it's all right there, like you said, whether you're in a big room full of people or not, you can access it. I think is so important. So Nikki, I met you because this last year you led a large role in organizing the Juneteenth Festival with the Wilson County Black History Committee. And I met you through one of the conversations that we were facilitating in the community centering around issues of housing and homelessness. And I literally fell in love with you the first moment you began to speak, because I just think you've got so much amazing wisdom and heart. But through that Juneteenth event, you connected me with REI and Walmart's distribution center here in the community, both of which not only volunteered for that event, but circled back to volunteer and help us when the storms happened back at the end of July, both of which are large distribution centers newer to our community who have larger, robust volunteerism spirits. You and I have talked about how we were raised in, how you were raised in your value to serve. The value of volunteering was instilled in you from a long time. And without planning it, Galen and Taryn both mentioned that that was a part of their upbringing, or that desire to cultivate that in their homes as well. Would you share a little bit about that and the value that you see in that type of mentality being cultivated in our community?
Absolutely. One of my favorite quotes is, "Act as if what you do makes a difference." It does, by William James. Growing up, my mom and dad's families all embraced serving. Mm-hmm. No one sat me down and said, "Hey, let's have a lecture around the importance of serving other people." They showed me. Right. Nothing we did was glamorous. We went to hospitals and we would pray for the sick. We cleaned senior citizens' homes. We would go to nursing homes and sing for the residents there. We would actually clean alleys around the city of Denver, and so much more. I believe that volunteering allows me to take ownership in my community, mm-hmm. right? And help the people that I live with thrive. And that's one of the things that I love about living here in Lebanon. I believe that the residents foster a spirit of generosity and collaboration, and they also actively work to make sure that we have a strong community, which makes us a city that anyone would be proud to live in. So when you reached out and was like, "Hey, would you consider being on the volunteer network?" And I'm like, "Absolutely," because I feel like if you're going to live in any city, it is your responsibility to take care of it.
Mm, thank you. I love that.
Lending a helping hand, honestly, I don't think there's a better way to build community.
Yep.
Truly. Building these relationships, it's the best way. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. Well, there's that old saying, reap what you sow, reap what you sow, or the law of the harvest, or however you put it. But, you know, just putting out goodness, the more you put out, the more you get back. And that,
absolutely.
I said it earlier, I've always feel a sense of peace whenever there's something that just seems unbelievably hard or sad or not right. You know, you want, if you go help someone, it just sets a whole different, gives you a whole different mindset, and it sets you right for the day, you know? And so, I believe in helping people, and I have my entire life. And I learned that from my parents, and like you, they showed me. They never said, "Hey, go do this." It was just what you did.
It's just what you did.
I would say that's exactly the same thing. No matter where we were living in the world, as my dad was moving us all around, we were serving. My mom led the way in large part to that. And she didn't question even, are you too young to be doing this? It was like, well, this is what we're going to do for the day. Yeah. And we can talk about it to follow. I think it's also important to note too, that, you know, because our community is growing so vastly and so fast, is that it becomes harder to organize that community when it's not on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. And so being able to have a more robust system to be able to do that, I think, allows us the possibility with our hands and hearts to ensure that we have the ability for our community members to thrive. A win for us, really and truly, Volunteer Network, and Hands On Nashville said this to us from day one, is that a community member connects with a nonprofit and they no longer need our platform to connect. They found their niche. They found the thing where they can pour their talents and gifts and service into into that space and place, and they grow relationships there. And then they tell their neighbor, hey, this is how I found my thing in our community.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any last words or anything that you'd like to share as we close up our time?
I just like to echo Galen's sentiments around happy anniversary. This is an amazing journey that you're on.
By the way, none of us are roped in. You know, we made a conscious decision to be a part of this.
Happily.
And I say this to a lot of people. Again, something my mom taught me when I was young is if you want to be successful, hang around successful people. Mm-hmm. You want to be happy, hang around happy people. Yes. And it goes on and on and on. But there is this, you know, if you want to feel a sense of community, you have to be willing to be part of that. And helping and volunteering is, you know, as Taryn said, is one of the best ways to get connected. So I'm not roped in. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you.
Same.
I'm glad you all echo that sentiment. It is, after serving in a local church for over 15 years, it feels like I feel like I, in my own life, because Taryn likes to say to me, everything happens for a reason. I don't always love, I could break that down, that phrase, for another podcast episode on another channel.
Another day. Yes. Just take it.
But it has been cool to see how the links have been built together, and to be able to broaden to not having to focus in on just a handful of nonprofits within our community, but actually able to say like, no, we're here for the whole community, mm-hmm. and we want to be all in this together. And last few things that I'll say, because he's behind the scenes and he's not on a microphone, our guy PK has been a Mount Juliet resident, grown up here, came back here, raises his family here. He's been integral in helping us to build out Volunteer Network this last year. And he was a part of an effort with the Mayor's County to create a centralized volunteer hub for the community, and came on board, helped us build out our website, is, like I said, the person filming these podcasts for us. And so he has continued to pour into Jamie and I that he also believes that Volunteer Network is in need in our community as it's continued to grow. And so I'm grateful for his leadership along the way as well. So some takeaways that you guys can be looking out for. The listening room is owned by a Wilson County resident, and he is giving us his stage on November 8th. Tickets are $20 to come and hear two of our main stage singers, songwriters, Jordan Phillips and JD Shelburne, look at our Wilson County residents, and two other amazing musicians as well. So check out the listening room, get those tickets, and all the proceeds for that go to us here at the Volunteer Network. My main hope in listening today, though, is that you are already checking out www.volunteernetworktn.org and creating your profile. You can sign up for a volunteer opportunity there and be on the lookout for our next podcast, where we will be talking about ways to connect with our community during the holiday season here in Wilson County. Thanks so much, guys.